Hi, good morning. Where are you headed today?
Oh, New York City.
Business? Pleasure?
Pleasure. Visiting family.
Mm-hmm. Planning on going out to dinner, perhaps?
Well, yes, but why do you ask? Is that some kind of security risk?
Just getting a nutritional profile. Come here, Sparky.
Sparky?
Go ahead. Have a good sniff, boy.
I guess I should take my shoes off?
No. He's smelling your shopping bag.
My shopping bag?
What you got there, fella?
Hey, that's not...
Chips Ahoy, brick of Colby cheese, dinner roll. You planning on eating this on the flight, ma'am?
Maybe. But why should that make a difference? It'll weigh the same inside me as it will in the bag.
We're not just worried about fatness. We're worried about the appearance of fatness.
But where
Step
the food
on the scale,
is,
please, I... with the food bag.
Scale?
Sorry, this bag puts you over the weight limit. Either you can fly to New York or your snacks can, but they can't go with you.
What if I leave the cheese here? That's a pretty heavy brick of Colby.
Nope, not enough to put you under the limit. Sorry. You'll have to take the barge.
Barge? To New York? Are you crazy?
Next one leaves in an hour.
You know what? Just forget it. I'm taking my cookies and my cheese and my roll, and I'll just stay home. Okay? Happy?
Going home, huh? Mind if I ask what you might be eating for dinner?
No, not at all. A bag of pretzels.
That's a good healthy choice.
Satire, written by NPR's Neva Grant and performed by Kevin Murray and Mary Lecter. And you're probably wondering what it's about, and I was supposed to tell you. It's about recommendations from the FAA. Actually, the FAA has told airlines to raise the estimated weight per adult passenger from 180 to 190 pounds. Sorry about that. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.